Hi there. The word for you today is God is. We've been talking about this for the last week, and this is the last day in the series. In Psalm 104, verse 13, it says that God waters the mountains from his upper chambers, and the earth is satisfied. Have you ever wondered why nowhere else in the universe do we find water in any abundance, except here on earth? To date, all our telescopes and space travelers confirm that. Water, the amazing solvent, dissolves almost everything on this earth except those things that are life-sustaining. This amazing liquid we take for granted exists as ice, breaks up rocks, and produces soil. As snow, it stores up water in the valleys. As rain, it waters and cleanses the earth. As vapor, it provides moisture for much of the arable land on earth. It exists as cloud cover in just the right amount. If it had clouds like Venus, the earth couldn't support life. But we have exactly 50% of the surface of the earth covered by clouds at any one given time, allowing just the right amount of sunlight to filter through. As steam. For centuries, water has run some of the most powerful machinery we have. Other than bismuth, it's the only liquid heavier at 4 degrees Celsius than it is at freezing. If this were not so, life as we know it would not exist on this planet. Therefore, when it's frozen, it's lighter and it rises. If this wasn't the case, our lakes and rivers would freeze from the bottom up and kill all the fish. The algae would be destroyed. Oxygen supply would cease. And, well, you know the rest of the story, mankind would die. So, when you feel like God doesn't notice you or doesn't care about you, fill a glass with water, drink it, and when you're through, say, "Thank you, Lord. This proves how much you care for me," because he really does. And that is the word for you today.